today will surely bring its shares of doubts and concerns. So for now, let's pause for a moment of encouragement with Dr. Tony Hare of Tony Hare Ministries.
Anytime you set out to do something, you have to also make decisions regarding what you will give up. What are you going to leave behind? What are you going to hold on to? What will you reclaim? What will you grasp? All of the above must be answered before you leave the place of contemplating to decision making. To not do so will cause you to question every step before and after you make it. To not do so will open the doors for others to cast doubt on your plans. Now, the big question is, have you talked to God about your plans? Have you talked to Him about what you will give up, hold on to, or reclaim? What are you willing to give up to get to know Him more? In Philippians chapter 3, verses 5 through 9, it is written, "Circumcised the eighth day of the stock of Israel, of the tribe of Benjamin, a Hebrew of Hebrews concerning the law, a Pharisee concerning zeal, persecuting the church, concerning the righteousness which is in the law, blameless. But what things were gained to me, these I have counted loss for Christ. Yet indeed I also count all things loss for the excellence of the knowledge of Christ my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things and count them as rubbish, that I may gain Christ and be found in Him, not having my own righteousness which is through faith in Christ, the righteousness which is from God by faith." Paul, in his letter to the Philippians, shared with them his pedigree. He was letting them know that he was all that from the world's perspective. He had all that would make him relevant, but when it came to knowing Christ more intimately, he was willing to give it all up. His exact words were, "Yet indeed, I also count all things loss for the excellence of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things and count them as rubbish, that I may gain Christ." Paul was willing to refocus. Paul was willing to give up everything. What about you? What are you willing to give up to know Christ more intimately? Will you give up sports, dating, your career, partying, drinking, your family name, friends, ill-gotten gains, cars or jewelry, maybe dresses or purses you love? Do the things in life mean more to you than the one who gives life and the possessions you have? I encourage you to give up what does not matter to know Christ and what really matters in this life and the life to come. Don't wait. Do it today. These are just a few words to encourage and remind you to keep the main thing the main thing.
Join us each weekday morning for Moment of Encouragement. Discover more when you download the free Tony Hare Ministries app on your mobile device. Hear the latest message, start your personal Bible reading plan, customize your private journal, and much more. Download the free Tony Hare Ministries app today.